part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott. All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 65, part one.
65, part one, John. Only 35 more until our 100th episode.
Wow.
Well, 36 if you count this one. I'm not very good at math.
Are you counting?
I am counting.
Holy shit. That's right. 35 and there will be 100. We'll be one of the few. The many. The proud. Wait. That doesn't make any goddamn sense, does it?
No, it doesn't.
How are you enjoying your Red Bull and vodka?
Red Bull and vodka, I'm enjoying it so far. We tried this out at practice. Rick brought some Red Bull over on Thursday night, and it had a stunning effect on our practice, John.
Oh, my God.
Everything was sped up a little bit,
but slowed down
but
at
slowed
the same
down,
time.
Right. It was like the story they say if you're a really good hitter in baseball, that it's in slow motion
yeah.
and you could see the seams on the ball.
Right.
That's what it was like.
Wow.
Except with music.
Right.
And guitars.
Yeah.
And drums.
I thought we were more on than Rick.
Well, that's because he was drinking water.
Yeah. How dare he?
How dare he?
I know
we are a band, John.
We are. That's right.
With
we
no gigs. None.
None.
No upcoming gigs.
No gigs. A
couple of things in the hopper, but nothing substantiated
right.
at this time.
That's correct.
And I got my bass amp fixed.
Yeah, I heard.
We'll get to try that out on Monday. Oh, and then on Wednesday, we have a band field trip, John.
We do?
We're headed down to Duffy's to see the Spasmatics
right.
with Steve on bass.
Steve on bass.
Or is it Eric?
And they just, no, it's Steve. Because remember I said, oh, hey, this is, I'm John, this is Scott, Rick. Eric, right? Steve.
Yeah.
Steve's fine. Eric, right? Well, yeah, Eric, Steve, whatever. And they got robbed.
Yeah, they're in a studio, how many doors down from us?
Like six.
And they got robbed, but they left the back door open.
Yeah, I know.
You leave the back door open, you're going to get...
What do you think?
Kids are going to come by and take stuff.
And not even the good stuff. They took a dirt bike and...
Well, when you're a 12-year-old, the dirt bike is
yeah.
the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. Well, they got a lot of people in there. Somebody probably went out the back to smoke some weed or something. Or cigarette.
Allegedly,
yeah. Or something, you know.
Right.
Well, isn't tobacco a weed?
I don't know. Is it a weed?
Well, it's some sort of a plant, isn't it?
I would think it's a plant. I don't know if it's classified under
weed.
The weed plants.
Well, slang for tobacco could be weed.
It could
right?
be, but not on this planet.
No. Why not?
So.
What the hell was, what are you gurgling there,
Wednesday,
dude?
We're headed down to Duffy's. What are we going to do about parking?
We know where to park.
That's in Rogers Park?
No, we parked last time, in
where
St. Joseph's Hospital.
Right, where is it, Duffy's? Is
it's
Rogers
Belmont
Park?
And like Sheffield or something, right around there.
How far is Professor Tom from there?
I don't know.
Let's invite him out if he's in town. I don't even know if he's in town.
All right.
But
yeah,
we'll
that's
be
right.
there Wednesday
right.
for the Spasmatics at Duffy's.
Spasmatics over by there. Yeah, they rock, man. We hear them practicing all the time. They're always trying out somebody new. They're doing some Journey the other night.
Journey. Which one?
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither.
They all sound the same to me.
All right, John, we have a big announcement. It's a pretty big announcement, John. It's something that we failed to announce this because this happened a while ago, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's a pretty big deal.
Yes,
pretty
it is.
Pretty big deal. So you want to go ahead with that?
All right. Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott would like to announce... Oh, there we go. Now it's going again.
Did it catch up?
Not quite.
Did it record what we just said?
I have no idea.
We might have to pause and play back.
Okay. We're going to have to use our backup tool.
Our Arcos?
Yeah. We're back here. We had a little bit of technical difficulties. I'll cue the music again.
And the technical difficulties, your PC that's recording us just froze.
Just locked.
Locked right up.
And I know everybody will say, don't ever use your PC. Use an iRiver. And we are not using a PC anymore.
But you're a keen observer, John. You noticed right away. You didn't notice like after part three.
That would be big trouble. All right, anyway. This is kind of patriotic, isn't it? This announcement.
No doubt.
John and Scott would like to announce that Air Out My Shorts is now a member of the Pod Riot.
The Pod Riot, John, and what's more patriotic than rioting?
That's right.
Nothing.
Therefore, we play the Stars and Stripes forever.
Dissent is the most patriotic thing you can do, John.
That's right. And we do it every chance we can get. Oh, it just locked up on my Arcos, too. But well, I think it's okay. I think it's just buffer underrun. It's okay.
Right. Buffer underrun.
It's okay.
Wow. Is this Dignation? The buffer underrun.
You know, is it one of those guys from Dignation on G4 or something?
I don't know. I don't follow those guys' careers.
Right. Well, anyway, we'd like to welcome the word whore in Preston Buttons. It's about a week late, but...
To the Pod Riot. And we forgot to congratulate them on their 50th, or did we? I can't remember.
To the Pod Riot.
Anyway, I think I will start to pen something, and hopefully it'll be aired on the Air Out My Shorts.
Oh.
Because what they do is they read submitted material by whoever can submit material, and they read it.
Right.
But the other thing, did you have a chance to visit their website, John?
No.
They.
I mean, I have a lot of times, but not lately.
Brilliant, John. Brilliant. And you know how podcasters, they... and this is another thing. Last podcast, I said, way too many times. I got to get my shit together.
You didn't have any of your stuff for
right.
the first part.
Well, I got my stuff now, but I can't get my... I'm still saying, So anyway... Most podcasters in need of money give you this crap. Oh, give me money. It costs a lot for bandwidth. And it sounds whiny and pussy and just a joke, John.
We just knock somebody over in a liquor store and
That's
take
right.
it right out of their pocket.
That's
right.
What we do.
Roll somebody.
Steal from the poor and give to the rich.
Yeah.
That's what we're all about.
That's right.
What they did, what is brilliant about their marketing, here I go with the hoes again, is that... Instead of asking monies for bandwidth and for crap like that, they say, hey, buy me a beer.
Right.
Hey, buy me some lube. Shit like that.
Yeah.
That's brilliant,
buy
John.
Buy me some lube.
We got to steal that idea.
I know, but I don't get it, though.
What do you mean?
Here's $450 for some lube.
Yeah.
But do they really buy lube?
No, of course not.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe they do. Maybe it's a requirement for their podcasting.
Oh.
Who knows? I don't know.
I don't know either.
All right. So now Paulie B and his the proper Mrs. Edwards were here.
Yeah.
We podcasted with them. What was that, episode 60?
That's right.
They also were up in Canada
whatever
where Air Out My Shorts
monkey.
Broadcast.
Monkey? Whatever you talk about monkey, I want to play this tune.
Monkey?
Punky, I mean.
So they were also up in Canada. They stopped by and they visited Preston Buttons and the word whore.
Right.
And had a great time there. But one of the things that I got a lot of shit for, and rightly so, is that I drank a little too much.
You can't handle your liquor.
I can't handle my liquor. And Paulie B was going off about a big weird swimming weirdo.
With the flippers.
What a big puss bag I was. And that's fine. I can take it. No problem. But I did talk to the word whore, and I think it was the word whore. Because whoever responded to me was very flirtatious, and I hope it wasn't Preston Buttons. But I asked for to pull a sound clip, and they said, yeah, go ahead, pull that sound clip. So here we're going to play a sound clip. Now, Pauly B says I'm a big pussy, right, because I can't hold my liquor. But here, let's listen to what the word whore has to say about the great Pauly B.
All right.
He did actually prove that at least many people, many English people, don't really like spicy foods, because he found the chili at Tortilla Flats hot.
I was not going to emasculate him over that.
Now that he's gone, I feel quite good about doing that.
There's nothing remotely hot about it.
Yeah, no.
He cried like a little girl.
I know. I know. That stuff, that isn't hot.
He cried like a little girl over the chili. Mm. My God.
He's so bloody hot.
Thank God his wife has balls. I liked her. I really, really liked her.
Oh, what is she saying there? I liked her, but... Mm-hmm. But...
but... So I may be a big pussy because I can't hold my liquor, but Pauly B... gets his panties in a bunch over
chili.
The chili being too hot, and he cried like a little girl.
My God. Oh, God. It's so bloody hot. Oh, man.
So,
I love hot shit.
Welcome to the Pod Riot, Harold, my shorts.
Yes, welcome. Welcome to the Pod Riot. You know, Scott, I'm thinking we might have to go back to cassette tape.
Okay.
Go low tech, because I really don't trust this digital shit anymore. God damn it, does it piss me off.
Because of the technical difficulties?
Yeah, you know how I get about that crap.
Yeah. You're a perfectionist. That's why you're going to be producer of the year.
You've seen Rick and I go at it.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
What does this cord go to? It doesn't go to anything!
Oh, I don't know if you noticed, but when the Spasmatics guys stopped by,
yeah,
and they were talking about having nervous breakdowns,
yeah,
I was like, yeah, Rick had one on stage.
Oh,
and he was like, what? You're not going to tell that story, are you? So I proceeded to tell the story.
Yeah,
and he went along with it, but I could sense
he's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, a little bit of rage underneath. Because when he, September 18th, he did have a nervous breakdown, and he threw his guitar down, and that was that. He quit the band. Yeah.
But then he went and showed everybody his guitar.
Right.
He went and dug it out and said, here it is. I smashed this on my driveway. I mean, on the stage.
Right. So, now we talked about Air Out My Shorts. Now let's talk about Punky, our favorite podcast.
Right.
One of our listeners... big-time listeners,
yes,
who represents us on the forums, he's not a really big forum member of
not
our
a big forum,
forum
member, right?
But out in the internet's community,
I'm
he's
doing a
there.
Paul Schaefer thing. You like that?
I like it. It helps me because then I don't have to say So out on the internets, Flem Livet, one of our fans, is
right.
a big representative of TTN.
Yeah, he's a little abusive.
Sometimes he's abusive, but that's okay.
He never picks on you, though. I don't know why that is.
Why would he? I have nothing. I have no flaws.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, what happened is Flem Livet posted on the Podcast Alley forum.
Yeah.
And he posted some prose, and Punky had this to say about it. They included it on their segment called Poetry Corner.
All right.
So our listener, Flem Livet, His prose was read on Punky, and let's let Punky introduce it here.
All right.
We've got a Poetry Corner tonight, have we?
Yeah, I just thought I haven't got a place to do it. Should we do it now?
Do it now.
Let's do Poetry Corner now. Because this is from Flem Livet.
Yes.
Via the Podcast Alley forums. It is easier to send us a poem to paulyb@punkyradio.com, but we're going to let this one go. Would you like to read it out, Tony?
Yeah, if you want.
All right, let's see, because you haven't read out a Poetry Corner before, have you?
I read out one of them in
Oh, you did
voice.
One, didn't you? You did one, yeah.
Yes.
You can do this one in Oh, no, actually.
No, you read this, because this, yeah, this is an impression one.
It is, but that's the point. I'm not going to do the impression, though, that they've asked to do. They've asked to do Alistair Sims' Ebenezer Scrooge.
When did Flem Livid become they? Right,
I don't know. I'm going to do it as Richard Burton. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Freaky.
So it says, this is coming from Flem Livid.
It's cheeky.
Right, he goes, this must be read as Alistair Sims' Ebenezer Scrooge. It isn't going to be. Right. It's going to be my Richard Burton.
Richard Burton. All right, so there you have it. There's the intro. If you want to hear the actual prose, you got to download Punky's latest show.
Wow.
And I would like to say Punky episode so-and-so, but they got that fucked up date naming convention thing. So I don't even know what to say. 22-8-06, maybe?
Something like that.
I don't know. Who knows?
Big, little, small.
Bigger, little, no.
Big, medium.
Medium, little.
Small, little. Little. That's kind of Ebenezer Scrooge, isn't it?
So to hear Flem Livid on Punky, download their latest episode.
Flem Livid.
And check that out. And then if you,
are you a Peter Pucker?
Fancy yourself a author on the same level as Flem Livid, write something down and send it into Punky.
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of like he ripped off Air Out My Shorts. Because they do stories.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're doing Poetry Corner. We used to do music, and now they rip that off. You know, we don't do that anymore.
Okay. What are you saying?
We read comments. They read comments. I mean, what the fuck, man? They stole everything.
We had t-shirts. They have t-shirts.
They have t-shirts, you know. Fucking A. They have now a TTN fan club called the... Treat Tony Nicely. They even stole our name. Our call letters.
That's only so they can mention us on every show.
WTTN. No, I'm just kidding.
Subtly.
They're a great show. I just like to bust their balls.
I also listen to The Mediocre Show, John.
Yeah.
And
let's do a shot.
All right.
I want to know who buys, though.
Who buys what?
Yeah, the booze.
For the Mediocre
Show? Is it
show?
Always Eric, or does Taylor pitch in once in a while?
I don't know, but one of them is moving back to Portland.
What?
Yeah.
What happened?
So, I don't know. They don't say.
Oh, we got to check it out, find out, get the update, the
he's
lowdown.
He's selling all of his stuff.
Stuff.
Stuff online, and he's shipping whatever he has left and flying back to Portland.
That's Taylor.
Taylor, what's up with that?
That's the guy that just moved out there.
Just moved. And now he's moving back.
Yeah.
But there's no explanation.
Oh, I got to check that out.
Well, I haven't heard any.
Oh.
Explanation? What the hell's going on?
I maybe got to check out, look at the forums, man.
Because when I was listening to Spike and Rachel, Rachel was out in New York, and she was on Sirius Radio with Maxim on the Maxim channel. And,
oh, they used to be, or they are on Maxim, right?
Well, I thought they had a Wednesday night show on Sirius.
Well, if Maxim is listening, they could have us on, too.
Yeah.
If they want.
All right. I'm sure that's happening. So anyway, the other cool thing is a friend of mine at work, he has two pieces of Sirius hardware. He has two different components, hardware components.
Yeah.
And with each component, he can have a... account to listen to Sirius on the web. They don't stream all of their programming through the web, but like Howard Stern,
right,
and some music channels. So he set up an account for me. So I've been listening to Howard for a week, and it's kick ass, man.
Really? I thought you didn't like it.
I didn't like it at first because it threw me off a little bit, and they didn't have any celebrities on. But now they have celebrities coming back in.
Yeah. Well, you know what threw me off? The same thing you said about the cocksucker and all that. I'm listening when we were in Arizona. I'm like, oh, we got the Sirius thing, you know. So I'm cruising over to Walgreens to get some Bic shavers. And I decided to turn on Howard Stern because I guess they just play it all day long.
Yeah, that's the other cool thing is they the show that's in the morning, they just keep rebroadcasting it 24/7. Yeah.
So I hear, you know, Artie say, fuck that! What the fuck? And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I kind of like turned it down. I look around. I'm like, this has kind of freaked me out a little bit. Can they say that on the air?
Right, because we've been listening for so long on terrestrial radio, John. That
which is dead.
It still shocks me that they can cuss and say cocksucker and shit like that. Oh, and the other thing. I'm going to segue here. You know the other thing, John?
Tell me, Scott.
Podcast Alley, I am so glad they took off that interview with Nobody Likes Onions.
Because nobody likes them.
On the homepage? Because I'm sick of looking at their stupid heads with the one guy with the big pumpkin head and the no neck with its stupid look on his face.
Oh, come on. How much different is their show than ours?
I think it's completely different.
You think so?
Yeah, I've only listened to like 20 minutes is all I could stomach of that fucking show. And here's the thing about it.
Oh, my God.
We try to provide some education, some entertainment, some yucks.
Some nonsense,
All those guys are about is ripping other people, whatever, for insecurities or what. We rip our fair share of people, John.
Oh, yeah.
But they rip everybody. I mean, the whole goddamn show is ripping.
Well, at least they're equal opportunity rippers. Wouldn't that mean that they're equal opportunity rippers?
I guess so.
Equally.
They rip everyone equally.
Racist.
And that's just not my bag, man. That's not my bag.
I've heard people call them racists.
I think they're just assholes. I don't know. They may or may not be racist, but they're just cunts.
Maybe that's their thing. Well, what does Howard Stern do? He rips on everybody.
Yeah, he rips on everybody. But there's some basis behind it. There's some logic behind it. There's an educational component to it.
Right.
These guys just go on and on. Blah, blah, blah. Who cares?
Yeah.
Stupid asses. It's about time they took that stupid ass picture off the front page.
That's right, it stinks!
It's right! Sylvester!
I didn't want this!
Big fucking pumpkin head dumbass.
I didn't want this! That's right, it stinks!
So, did you see any what do we got to do? Comments yet? Because we only got like two.
Two comments.
No, I think we have five.
That's cool.
We have five.
Well, while you're pulling that together, we're going to be at Duffy's this Wednesday to see the Spasmatics.
That's right, to see the Spasmatics.
If you want to meet John and Scott, we'll be somewhere in Duffy's.
And don't forget to go to our website, TotalTalkNonsense.com, and you can click on Get Your TTN Gear Here. And you can. We got T-shirts. We got... black t-shirts, white, gray, ladies t-shirts, thong underwear for the ladies. And I noticed after that it's been out there for so long that when I was looking at the graphic for the underwear and stuff, that I spelled, it said Total Talk Nonsense. So I had to fix that the other night.
So how many people are wearing collector's items right now, John?
Just me and Stefan C.
Stefan.
Actually, Stefan and I have the only gold-lettered black T-shirts. They are now white-lettered. There
in the
are
history
no more
of the world.
Gold-lettered. There's only two. And he has one, I have the other.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that? But
that's
anyway,
awesome.
Yeah, check it out. You can click on that. We don't have the fancy one like Punky yet, because I got to pay the $60 to set the store up so that I can have all black T-shirts if I want, and have our own custom site so that it could link and look similar to our own site.
Oh.
Our store. Yeah. Anyway, where was I?
Comments, man. Comments! Get on with it, man.
Focus! Okay, we got from Podcast Alley, we got A La Mason is the subject. Whoa! In all the excitement, I almost forgot to vote this month. So here it is. In other news, I heard Jackie Mason is trying to take Phil's job as TTN News Anchorman. Is it true? Submitted by Surf Durfel. Sir Durfel. Which is Stefan C., I believe, isn't it?
I think so, John.
All right. Bee's knees. TTN is the bee's knees, the best show ever in the history of the world. Except for Punky, maybe. Hugs and kisses, Daisy.
Daisy. And we think Daisy tried to call in last week.
Yeah, I think she did. It was an 805 area code, and that is California. Here's my vote, damn it. Okay, Johnster Boy and Scoster. It has come abundantly clear to me that most listeners of podcasts are too lazy to vote. Just think, if they didn't have iTunes and they had to download manually. Jeez! Love the show, Errol Wolf. Thanks, Errol Wolf. Haven't heard of him much lately, but he has been on the forums quite a bit.
He's back, John.
He's back.
Maybe the whole moving thing and getting cable set up.
Right. Right. Tom says, hey, thanks for the ad. This is a little late, but I love the show. I started listening to it on and off since about episode 29. Then my computer died, somewhat like mine. But since I got it fixed, I've listened to every episode since about episode 55. Just one suggestion, though. Scott needs to learn how to do a better Australian accent, because at the moment, you can't tell whether he's trying to be Australian or a retarded South American country music star.
All right, I'll work on that.
Well, that's all. See ya.
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate. Cheese day. Fries, please.
Do you like cheese fries, please?
How about this one? Sorry, I haven't commented in a while. Doesn't mean I haven't been listening. I really enjoyed listening to the Lost Ad Hoc episode. Oh, and when Pauly B and the Proper was there, it rocked. Scott, hon, don't let them pick on you about your drinking. Lightweight, light...
You want to start over? What the hell's going on in
there? Well, there's
all these
dot, dot, dots. I don't know what all the dot, dot, dots. There's no exclamation point or anything. It's okay, here we go. Sorry I haven't commented in a while. Doesn't mean I haven't been listening. I really enjoyed listening to the Lost Ad Hoc episode. Oh, and when Pauly B and the Proper was there, rocked. Scott, hon, don't let them pick on you about your drinking. Lightweight. LOL. Laugh out loud, that means.
Oh, just thanks, John. I don't think anybody in the listening audience knew what that meant. LOL.
I just finished listening to the last podcast, and you're right. Snakes on a Plane sucked a big green weenie. Stay out of trouble, guys, and keep putting out the best fucking podcast. Pauly B comes in second to yours. Thanks, Bondage Kitty.
Nice. Is that it with comments?
Yeah, that's all we got.
That segues nicely into a movie review for this week, John.
Yeah.
I didn't see any movies, but John,
I did,
saw a movie. When'd you go?
Well, I saw the Osmond story today on cable.
Okay. And, so, yeah, moving right along.
And then yesterday, me, the lovely wife, and the chillins went to see Invincible.
Oh, because Nathan's playing football now.
Yeah, he's playing football. And, yeah, I got a funny story about that. Invincible stars Marky Mark.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Okay. He dropped Marky Mark like 20 years ago.
He's still Marky Mark to me. Anyways, he plays Vince Papale, a football player. Actually, he's really a bartender and a substitute teacher. And he played a little football in high school, like senior year. And in the movie, he doesn't play any college ball. In real life, he didn't play college ball, but he played like in the American League or something, some kind of other league. But in the movie, Dick Vermeil, who's played by, God damn it.
Donald Sutherland.
No.
Sean Connery.
No, God damn it. God damn it. I was like, I don't need to download this. I'm going to remember it all. Right here.
Anthony Hopkins.
No, man.
Jack Nicholson.
It's a young guy.
Nicholas.
It's a young guy.
Young guy plays Dick Vermeil.
Yeah, Vermeil. Because it's in the 70s.
Ashton Kutcher.
No, you knucklehead. Not that young. Greg Kinnear.
Greg Kinnear.
Greg Kinnear plays Dick Vermeil. And Dick Vermeil It's set back in the 70s when Philadelphia is going through some hard times. Factories are closed and unions are striking, and the Philadelphia Eagles aren't winning jack shit. They're like 2-30 or something, or 2-16, and they don't win anything. So,
is this before the great Ron Jaworski?
Yeah. So anyways, they bring in Dick Vermeil. And he decides to have an open tryout. Just anybody walking off the street and try out. And there's people. There's this fat guy in a big green cape. It's fucking hilarious. But Papali's buddies decide, you know, they at the bar, they're like, come on, man. You should try out. You should try out. And they're like, nah, nah. And what they do is they play tackle football behind the bar, where they pull the cars up and they use the headlights from the cars as their lights, and they play on this dirt, like just a dirt field. It's all dirt.
Dirt.
And they throw elbows right into the jaw and everything. No pads or nothing. And he's like the fastest dude. He's just unbelievably athletic. And they convince him to try out, and he tries out, and he runs like a 4.5 in the 100-yard dash or something, and they go, hey, maybe we got something here. So they blow everybody off except for him, and they let him actually try out for camp. And he makes it to camp, and he goes through it, and the whole team fucking hates him.
And why?
Because he's just a walk-on, and these guys, this is what they do for a living. You know, this is their thing, and how dare this fucking idiot come walking off the streets.
Like
and,
a scab.
Yeah.
When they went on strike.
Yeah. So, it's almost like a Rocky-esque kind of story. Guy from the shit makes it to the team, and then towards the end of the movie, I don't want to spoil anything, but of course, you know, it's going to be a happy ending, because it is about... based on the guy, Vince Papali's real life.
Papali.
And he did play in three seasons for the Eagles, very successful.
Did they give Papali a bit part, like an assistant kicking coach or something?
You know, I didn't notice, because I don't even know what he fucking looks like.
He looks like Mark Wahlberg,
no,
right?
No, he doesn't. He's like 6'6 and 250 pounds, and he has like the holds the pole vaulting record at his high school, and he was a track star and a football star in senior year of high school. And I guess they did like a scene where he actually picks up a fumble and runs it in for a touchdown and shit, just like it really happened, because they show some old clips at the end of the movie from the day, you know,
back in the day.
But it was an awesome movie. I mean, I totally dug it. Although Marky Mark doesn't do a whole lot of talking, there is this one scene where his wife, this fucking bitch, he comes home after playing football, and he's got a black eye. He's like, well, we ran a couple of downs. It's no big deal. And she's like, what do you mean no big deal? You work 2 days a week as a substitute teacher. You're 10 bar at night. Don't you think you should be doing something else besides playing football with your friends? You know, you're never going to amount to nothing. And then he gets fired from his job as a...
She was right.
As a, what do you call it, a substitute teacher. And he comes home one day, opens the door, and you can hear when he opens the door the echo of an empty room, turns the light on, and everything is gone. All that's left is a note that she wrote that you're nobody, you're never going to amount to nothing, you're just a big loser. And he goes berserk and starts smashing the walls and
berserker.
Everything. And but it was a really good movie. It was pretty funny too. There's some pretty funny spots in there, and he gets the shit pounded out of him, man, by these huge 300-pound football players.
Spiny Normans.
I'd give it 3 all the way.
3 out of 4?
Yeah.
How'd your son like it?
He loved it, especially when they got to the NFL part towards the end of the movie and they were starting to become successful. He was getting really irritated with them losing. And then at the end where they score this touchdown and the crowd in the... On the movie goes absolutely apeshit. My son goes, yeah!
and his both fists up in the air.
They do the Mexican wave?
No.
Oh.
No, they didn't do that.
All right, then. Well, I didn't see any movies, John.
Well, that's just great.
It's nothing. Nothing from nothing.
Nothing from nothing.
I did watch the BBC News report, though.
Oh.
Yeah. And I thought you or I could be one of the anchormen on the BBC. This guy was more effed up than we were.
That's what they pay their tax. They pay the licensing fee, which gets Pauly B all worked up because we talk about his lovely country of the UK.
Right. Yeah, he did get worked up, too, about the... you mentioned that the royals are like their Hollywood.
Yeah.
He got worked up about that, too.
Thousands of years of history don't compare.
Right.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. That's why everybody wants to come to our country, because it's so stupid.
Yeah, it is. Just, stupid.
We got a stupid president. Doesn't
the commander in chief of stupidity.
That's it. That's all we got.
We should play that W dummy clip again, just so we see how hear how stupid this guy is.
Oh, goddamn stupid!
Why? Who could anybody pay attention to this guy?
I don't know.
He's so stupid. That means not tell the truth. How do you think Barbara and George Sr., what do you think they, do you think they talk about it at all?
No, because like, I think he's like the retarded kid of the family.
Right, but...
They don't even talk
you think
to
they,
him.
Not to him, but between themselves, like they're having wine in Kennebunkport or whatever.
Oh, and Barbara.
Did you see what our son said today? Oh. He's so unbelievably daft. How droll.
How droll and daft. Ugh. And yeah, but look at the wife, man. Ugh.
Which one?
Barbara.
What do you mean?
What the fuck happened to her?
I don't know what.
Barbara Bush. Have you ever seen her face? It's ugh. It's scary.
People can't help what their face turns into when they're like 80.
No, I think it was always that way. It's just her hair changed color.
No.
Really?
Crampy. I saw a photo of Greta Garbo. Greta, is that it? Greta Garbo? Was she French? Greta Garbo?
Greta Garbo. Know. Are you thinking of Brigitte Bardot?
That's what I'm thinking of, John. Thank you. I saw a photo of Brigitte Bardot today.
Brigitte Bardot.
And now, Brigitte Bardot is one of the most attractive women on the planet.
Yeah.
And you see her today, and yeah. Or look at Kathleen Turner. Kathleen Turner, one of the most attractive women on... Look at her today. And she's only in her 50s. And she looks and sounds horrible.
No,
old
dude,
age is for shit, John.
Some people, yeah, but Barbara...
For shit.
Barbara Bush can make a train back up on a dirt road with that face.
Wow, that's pretty brutal.
I mean, she has to sneak up to a glass of water just to drink it. You know?
That's really funny, too.
Are you laughing on the inside?
I am.
Yeah. All right, Scott. Well.
Technical difficulties. We got over those.
Got all over those.
You overcame those, and producer of the year. We're still waiting. We're still waiting for that award to be handed over to you.
I think Flotsam and Jetsam or something, or Digital Flotsam's going to get that.
Why do you think that?
I don't know. He's got more. Well, I digress. They the way it's set up on the podcast peers is that to weed out everybody else, he set it up so if you get 5 votes or more, you're in the running. So you're in the finals. So basically, the peers vote to get you in the finals, and then there is some sort of tabulation after that. So we're part of that group of 3 or 4 or whatever it is.
There you have it.
And the Hitman says that favorite and production are the 2 top most important awards.
So just the nomination alone, John.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to have a loser attitude about it, is winning.
What?
What? But if you don't get it, it'll be a total robbery. Highway robbery.
It's not me that's getting it. It's TTN, man.
Right. But it's you behind the scenes. When the PC locked up and went down, did I do anything?
No, nothing.
I didn't do a damn thing.
When I get it, I'm going to thank Scott. I'd like to thank Scott.
Of course, I would.
And the Lord.
Be offended if you didn't thank me.
Jesus and my partner Scott.
And that is the same person, John. I am your Lord.
Jesus, Scott. Scott Christ. I'd like to thank Scott Christ.
Jesus, Scott Christ.
I'm telling you, that's your name. You got Eric Tomorrow and Scott Christ.
All right, let's go with it.
And Taylor Dane, or I don't know what his last name is.
Taylor Dane.
I don't know. There's some name or something. Taylor, I don't know. It's on their MySpace. I got to listen to that next show, man, or that last show, you know?
I know. I know you know. And the show before that, they were in a drive-by shooting.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, one of their friends
God
got shot
what
in
am
the
I,
toe.
I'm missing this shit. That's probably why Taylor's moving back. He's like, fuck this shit.
Fuck that.
People are getting shot. Well, he lives where? Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Or is it Philly?
I don't know.
It's Philly.
It's in Pennsylvania.
Invincible is about Philly. South Philly. The Eagles. There you go. And it looks like a rough neighborhood, too. Anyway, we're gonna
wrap up part one. Get to part two. We got science. We got celebrity. We got some miscellaneous.
Yeah. Yeah,
we got Phil coming in part three with a big newscast.
Really, I saw that.
We got some W clips coming up.
About 700 pages.
Yeah,
probably gonna have to dedicate the entire part three.
Nonsense.
To Phil.
That's total talk nonsense, John.
Gentlemen. Thank you, Don and Scott. Gentlemen.
Hey, we didn't get any phone. We didn't get a phone
message. Oh, we
message.
Did. We did.
Oh, we got one.
We did. I forgot to play it. Here it is. It's from Way of the Bob. There's two of them. So you listen to the first one, then there's a pause, and then there'll be the second one.
All
ready?
Right. You're ready.
Go. I'd just like to point out it's actually... Oh, fuck. That saves me right for calling to make fun of you guys. I just started letting you know that it's actually pronounced Pookay and not fuck it.
Another TTN correction. We'll have to tell Phil when he comes in. Because that was in Phil's news story, right?
Yeah.
Fouquet.
Gentlemen!
Not fuck it. And he insisted it was
Thank
fuck
you,
it.
John!
I could do a Phil.
You think so?
If he's ever sick.
Well, Thank you, John!
I heard he has a brother.
Gentlemen!
All right, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.